Thank you for being here this morning. Did you bring your Bible? You brought your Bible? Your iPad? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn in your Bible to Revelations chapter 3. You're like, my Lord, we've never been in Revelations. Revelations chapter 3. I want to minister a message to you. And by the way, honored to have so many people that are watching us live. We have a few hundred that I noticed watch us now that we broadcast this on different ways, internet and Facebook and so on. So honored to have you, y'all that haven't been able to come to church. You know, it's an honor that you can at least watch. Some of you travel. A lot of rodeo people watch this because they're off at a rodeo somewhere, or they're coming home from one on the weekend. And so it's an honor to be able to bring this word straight to you wherever you're at. But y'all that are here, thank you so much for coming. Thank you that you understand not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. I mean, it's really important that people don't stay home because, you know, of laziness, of not wanting to come to church. You know, I can just receive from the Lord at home. No, don't do that. I'm not saying you can't do that on occasion, but you don't want to, you know, create a lifestyle of that, because there's nothing like being in contact with a fellow believer in Jesus Christ, because we need each other. When you get together and get into that agreement in the Spirit of God, man, God can do some mighty things in our lives. And you really can't have that when you're by yourself at home. You know, there's something about communion and being around each other. And so thank God that people come. I know people's lives are so busy, but y'all that are here, it's an honor to have you. As you know, in these last days, and everywhere I go, as most all of you know, I still travel so much. This is the time that I'm home a whole lot more than normal. It seems like, for some reason, the Lord's gotten me a little busier, but yet I'm able to get back home a little more. In the early years, when a lot of you wasn't here, I'd be gone for 3 or 4 months at a time without ever coming. Seems like I'll get back for 1 or 2 services. And this time of year, it's pretty consistent that I'm home. I'll only be going to the national finals steer open in Kansas not too long from now. And then in December, we go to the national finals and do church at the Mandalay Bay casino. And it's awesome to be able to go to the casino and preach Jesus. Amen. How many of you know there's a need for the Lord Jesus being preached in Las Vegas? Of course, y'all know me. I love kidding around, and I told a minister, you know, I'm in charge. I'm y'all know, president of Cowboy Ministers Network that this church is a partner of, and is the covering of our church. You know, I believe that I need to have a pastor just like you need to have a pastor. And so I told some pastor friends who were going to Las Vegas for the first time it was so funny, because I said, man, it's a great evangelistic time to hand out tracts and stuff. And if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you see a lot. You better be a strong Christian. Amen. Oh, and it's just so funny to see some of them that's never been, because it's just so eye-opening. And that leads me right into this message, though, because being in the last days, and as I preached a few weeks before, that I'm going to actually preach to hundreds of preachers, pastors and evangelists and prophets and you know, so on. You need to know how to hear the voice of the Lord. Because we're in the last of the last days. It doesn't take someone that has to be a theologian to really see, if you just read a little bit of that Bible, that we are in the last of the last days. And no matter when the last of the last days is, or when that day comes, and by the way, the Bible says no one will know when Jesus will appear. Don't let anybody tell you they'll know. You may know the season. We're in the season, been in it for a while. So he can come at any time. But no one's going to really know the day or the hour. But he's not going to come like a thief in the night to you and I, because we're going to know him. We're going to know, again, we won't know exactly when he's going to come, but we should all be attentive to the word about his coming. The question, though, is how do you hear from the Lord? How do you know that God's speaking to you individually? Because, see, he is. The Bible says if you're a Christian and born of God, whenever that was, if you haven't been born again, you're going to be today. Say amen to that. If you're a Christian, me, 1979, May the 10th, you've got a date or kind of know when, maybe. Maybe you don't know exactly when you gave your life to the Lord, but as long as you did, you are a born-again Christian. And the Bible says if you're a born-again Christian that you are to be led by the Spirit of God. He wants to speak to you. Now, thank God you and I have this Bible, and that's how he speaks to us. But he can also speak to you individually in all kinds of different ways. In Revelation chapter 3, in verse 13, say amen if you're there. Jesus is talking here. It's in red. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Now, does everybody have an ear in here? I mean, if you don't, let's pray for you. We'll believe God to open up that ear in Jesus' name. And I've done that many times. The people that actually did not have an ear on one side, we've laid hands on them and seen God miraculously heal them by the power of God in Jesus' name. So let's say it again. Does everybody have an ear in here? Can you hear? Then the Bible is declaring to you and I that if you have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, underline that word Spirit if you have a pen, says unto the churches. Now, go all the way down to verse 20. And Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any one or man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, I will sup with him, and he with me. Now, we need to talk about four things that the Lord really showed me as I was studying for this message about hearing God's voice in these last days. Because you and I, we need to hear his voice. Say amen to that. You need to know direction. Some of you are believing God for a husband or a wife. You need to know what the Spirit of God is saying about that. Some of you need to know the direction of God, ministers. A lot of ministers are just wanting to know what God wants them to do in the fivefold in the ministry. I need to know what to do and when to do it. As a pastor of this church, I need to know exactly what the sheep need to be fed as the shepherd. But I'm not going to know that unless I know the four ways to know that you're hearing from God. So we're going to go through the four ways, starting with number one. Ready? Turn on your spiritual receiver. Write that down. Turn on your spiritual receiver. It's kind of like turning on the TV or the radio. If you don't turn it on, you're not going to hear anything, right? It's going to take that little power button to be able to turn on Cowboys tomorrow night. And when you turn it on, make sure that volume's up, because that's actually when you begin to hear some things. Because you can't hear anything unless you turn it on. But here's the question that I want to ask everybody. Are you expecting to hear from God? Because that's the key. You got to expect to hear from Him. A lot of people don't expect it. The reason I've had success in my life, in ministry and other things, is because I expect to do good. Matter of fact, a lot of times, and very seldom have I not done this, I'll wake up and I say out of my mouth, "Father, I expect good things to happen to me today." I just expect it. I've always been like that, but yet I come across people that just don't expect things to happen good for them. Matter of fact, a lot of things are happening bad. Why? Because of the things that they're actually turning on. And you and I need to turn on our spiritual receivers so that we can actually do what 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 12 in that area talks about, hearing the still small voice of the Lord. Now, I realize that you can hear and you can find the answer to everything in this word. But there's a time when you need to get alone with God and begin to find out what the Spirit of God says. I like 1 Corinthians in chapter 6. Write that down if you want to, in verse 17. That says that we are joined with the Lord in one spirit. I looked up that word join, and it literally means in union. But to be in union, y'all, we need to seek God, kind of like Revelations is saying here. We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to fellowship with God. Because if we're not fellowshipping with Him, if we're not spending time with Him, then we're probably not going to be able to receive Him much. But man, if we turn it on, but when you turn it on, I think it's important to tune in to Him. Which goes right into number two. Number two is, we've got to find God's frequency. Look over in Matthew chapter 18 real fast with me. Matthew chapter 18. We've literally got to find God's frequency. Matthew 18 tells us to be like little children. I'm not talking about being high-minded or think we know it all. I'm just talking about willing to hear God's voice in the small things. You see, I think we miss Him a lot when we are waiting to hear huge revelations. I mean, to get on God's frequency, I wrote, He needs us to let go of some things that are keeping us from hearing Him. I mean, plenty of times we're trying to just hear the big things of God. I want big revelation, Lord. And God's wanting us to wait. Why don't you start with the little things? As I teach finances, and all of you know, when the Lord told me not to take a salary at this church, and people in our church at the very beginning when we was at Smiling V were like, "Wow, how are you going to make it?" And I said, "Well, I'm just going to trust Him. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to do gimmicks. People want to give to our ministry, praise God." And, that's how a pastor survives, a preacher survives. They were like, "Whoa, but you're not going to take a salary." I said, "Yeah." So I began to teach finances. And I began to teach things like, if you're believing God for something, it doesn't make much sense to, when you've never really tithed and you've never been into the kingdom of sowing and reaping, and you haven't got into those principles of understanding it, and you just started, well, it doesn't make much sense to then start believing God for you know, a brand new home paid for? I mean, why don't you start with, you know, believing God for Him to provide you a dishwasher? You savvy? I mean, people start, they start believing, you know, well, okay, God, you know, you said you'll meet my need, and I'm going to believe God for a brand new, you know, home, and I want you to pay for it in Jesus' name. And then they start saying, well, thank you, Jesus, for my new home. And they've never really started with the small things to build up their faith. You know, a toaster. How about just believing God for a toaster where you don't have to put it on layaway? You'll be surprised how a lot of people think nowadays. But when God provides that toaster or that dishwasher, then you just start moving up. Before you know it, your faith is up there where you can believe God for, you know, a used vehicle, a trailer. And then heaven's the limit from there. Not the sky. Well, let's go on above the sky and go to the heaven. Heaven is the limit, because that means you can ask God for anything. Man, according to His Word, you can believe God for it. Amen? Well, a lot of people, they start out wanting to hear God in the huge things when they just need to spend a little time believing God for the small things. And in order to believe God for the small things, sometimes it might be turning off a few things like the TV. It might, you know, we hear a lot of things. A lot of things come into our ears. And here we're trying to seek God. Father, I need to hear from You, but yet all this distraction is coming in from all directions. And I'm here to tell you, unless it's some preaching on TV or some Christian radio or something, a lot of the junk that we're listening to is what's controlling us. I mean, we wonder why we're all emotional and we've been watching soap operas all day. Listen. There's a time that we got to start cleaning out our closets. Because again, there's a lot of distractions in us that our minds try to take over. So let's begin to understand that let's find His frequency. Here's number three. We got to learn to hear His voice. John 10, let's go there real fast. John's Gospel. Chapter 10, and when you get there, say amen. John chapter 10. Because let's look at this stuff. Jesus again is speaking. He started talking to us in Revelations, and now here in John, it's in red. He said in verse 27, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." It's kind of like speaking to your spouse or to a friend, right? I mean, you know their voice because probably you've spent a lot of time with them. I mean, I know Jamie is at a conference in Colorado, her and my mom. But when she calls, I know it's her. Now, I've gotten fooled a few times with my kids, because my kids are starting to sound like her. And I'll go, "What's up, Mama?" And London will go, "It's your daughter." Weird, you know. I mean, sometimes, and I can't tell sometimes the difference between Seth and London. But the more I'm around them, then I can hear a few things. But my wife, I know her voice. Matter of fact, I know her look. Is anybody out there? I know the tone. I've spent so much time with her that if I say something a little weird, I know if it upset her or not. She doesn't even have to say anything usually, and I'll see the eyebrow. I say, "Did I say something?" I've spent a lot of time with her, see. I've got friends, man, I know them. I don't, when they say, hey, what's going on? I don't have to say, who is this? Now, there are a lot of people I have to do that to. Who is this again? Because a lot of people call me. But the ones that I've spent a lot of time with, we're talking about how to learn to hear God's voice. It's going to take spending some time with the Lord to hear His voice. If you keep your mind full of the things of the world, it's going to be different or difficult for us to tell the difference between the Spirit of God and our carnal thoughts. Listen, y'all. It's imperative to hear God's voice by spending time with Him in these last days. Because, see, He wants to spend a lot of time with you. I think so many times the devil gets a hold of us and puts thoughts in our mind because we don't know enough Scripture. But, see, that's not really spending time with the Lord. I mean, reading His Word is so good for us. But I just want to spend some time with Him. There's a lot of times I'll wake up and say, good morning, Lord. And then just wait. Good morning. And boy, I know His voice. Matter of fact, I know what He feels like. For me, I don't know about you, but I'll feel Him, some tingling coming down my hair. I'm like, hello, Lord. I mean, different things. I'll know when the Spirit of God... I can get behind this podium right here, and you want to talk about the anointing of the Lord. I can come right down here, and since the Lord never leaves me or forsakes me, man, that anointing will just follow me. And there's times when I can look at someone in their eye, and the Spirit of God will just say, hey, speak to them. Begin to edify them and build them up. And you've seen that happen a lot. Very prophetic things will come out just because I'm listening to the voice of the Lord. You'll see me up there when I'm doing music and in worship. A lot of times I'm saying, Father, what do you want to do here? Because I've spent enough time with Him that I want to hear His voice, so that the voice of the stranger I'm not going to follow. Right? Because that can happen. Matter of fact, that's number four, which is this. Write this down. To make sure or to know that we're hearing God's voice, we have to line it up with the Bible. Because God's not going to say anything that is not lined up with that Bible. Because the devil will, though. He'll say, hey, he'll act like he's the Lord. He'll act like he's God, and he'll say things like, hey, I love you, but it's not my will to heal you. You're going to go to heaven, though. And it's a counterfeit of hearing the voice of the Lord. But actually, God didn't say it's not His will to heal you. Matter of fact, He said, it is my will, according to your faith, that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And then by faith, you've got to add your agreement to it. You've got to line it up with the Word of God. Just go find 2 Peter. Go find John chapter 16. Go find all the Scriptures that talk about how God healed blind Bartimaeus. Go find the Scripture of the woman with the issue of blood. And then you can apply it to your life on your foot. And then you can say, instead of what the doctor says in his report, which hopefully is good, but if it isn't good, you can say, well, you know what? I'm going to believe that this foot, it's the left one, right, is healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus. Okay, then when you have another believer, right, that can just say, hey, why don't we lay hands on this sick foot and command it to be healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. And then you say, well, I received that, and my foot is healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. So what you do then is you get up, and you by faith start saying, that thing's healed in the name of Jesus, and I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm only moved by what's lined up with this word of God, and by golly, it's healed in Jesus' name. And then you, by faith, you start moving that thing around.
Amen.
And you say it's healed in Jesus' name, and that's how you do it. And then when the devil says, you sit down, unless you want to start dancing. Then when the devil says, you know, yeah, but it don't feel healed, you're quick enough then to say, wait a minute, I heard the voice of the Lord. And the voice of the stranger, the devil, is the one that's saying it's not healed. And then all of a sudden it manifests and, and God gets the glory, see? Because we need to hear His voice, not when we get to heaven, but today. Amen? I mean, today. And we don't need to wait. We need to spend enough time with Him like you have. And by the way, I know the Lord is rekindling some gifts that He put on you years ago. And you need to let Him rekindle it. You need to let it come forth and don't be afraid. Amen? Because see, we need to hear God's voice. But if it's not lined up with the Word of God, then get rid of it. Don't do it. But if it's lined up with the Word of God, that's our responsibility on how to hear from the Lord, you know. In other words, God's not going to, He's not going to say, you know, I'm going to dump a bucket of money on top of your head under that tree out there. You know why that usually doesn't happen? Is because God operates through sowing and reaping. And I should back up. It could happen. Because I better not, I can get in trouble in that. I can do anything, boy. But if you haven't sowed, if you haven't sown into the ground for that bucket of money hitting you on top of the head, it's probably not going to happen. That's how I should have said it, right? Thank you, Lord. That word is for us, and we've got to use it to back up everything that God's speaking, no matter what. And then we can't give up, because that's the problem. As I begin to close, the problem with most people hearing from the Lord is they spend a little bit of time with Him and then they just give up. Well, there comes a time when you just got to spend more time. And you got to spend more time. And you have to almost dedicate yourself. Father, I'm going to spend time with You, and this distraction of all this, that all the junk that's going on in this world, I'm not going to succumb to it. I'm going to continue to spend time. And then the phone will ring. Or your eyes will look at that cell phone. What time is it? And then if you look to see what time it is, you'll see that something's popped up. There's a notification. I wonder what that is. Oh, so-and-so wants to be friends with me on Facebook. I'm telling you, I have never received more friend requests in all of my life of foreign people until, I mean, just working one rally. I mean, I've got more foreign people want to be friends with me. I didn't realize there's that many. Thousands and thousands. Well, so here I'm constantly... You know, of course, we can't fit any more friends on our personal page. Corey Ross Ministries can fit thousands and thousands, but they don't know about it. But it's weird because I'll start gravitating to looking at profiles. Who are these people, you know? Well, I think it's the enemy a lot of times trying to get my mind off of really hearing from him. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all scripture is inspired by God, because God will never tell you to do something or to think something or to say anything contrary to his word. If you don't know it, then look it up in the Bible and settle it. Make sure it's lined up with the word of God when you feel like you've heard the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of God will only tell you things that will give you a more abundant life, like John 10:10 talks about. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and more abundant life, more abundantly, you see. When you're trained to hear God's voice, the devil won't be able to sneak deceptions in on you. You won't buy his tricks. Nope, you'll just live by Jeremiah 33:3. Write this down. Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's imperative that we hear and make a lifestyle out of hearing God's voice. And the only way to do that is to get to know him. Make sure it lines up with the word of God, because we need to hear his voice in these last days. I need to hear from God. And I'm sure if I go around this crowd, I'm sure there's a lot of testimony of people needing to know what to do next in some area of their life. Going to college, what I major in, what I need to do for work. What is that? Here, I've been doing this forever, and I feel like there's a transition. Do I need to do something else? Is there another step that I... Well, if you'll just settle down and hear from God, he'll start speaking to you in Jesus' name. Play me some slow music, please. So why don't you take just a short minute, and let's just train ourselves to hear from God this morning. Anything that's trying to come to your mind that would distract you away, like lunch. That's what's coming to my mind. Get it out and just focus on hearing the voice of the Lord. In your mind, tell him, God, I love you. You're so good, Lord. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. I love you, Lord. Begin to praise him. I love you, Lord. You're good to me. I love you, Lord. You are so good. You're good to me. Thank you, Lord. Anything, sir. Thank you. There's someone here, the Lord says, that you're dealing with things in your sinus area right now. If that's you, stand to your feet. Let's pray for you right now. Go. Just stand up. Got you. Stand up. Doesn't matter who it is. You're just dealing with things right here. That's where I felt it. Right below your eyes. If that's you, stand up. Let's pray for you right now. Father, every person that's standing, y'all that are sitting, just agree with us. We call them healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that, and you notice I said, we thank you that they are healed in all the sinus area is lining up now with the Word of God. Clear everything up in that area. It's causing them to have some headaches. Clear it up now in Jesus' name. Now, y'all that are standing, just say, I receive that in Jesus' name. And then you can sit down. And thank Him. When you're sitting, thank you, Lord. There's someone here that Lord just said you're having an issue in, I feel it in the left ear, in your left ear. If that's you, stand up right now. Who is that? Is that you, Howdy? There's several. Okay. So you're dealing with it. I need y'all that are over there, lay hands on her, please. And lay hands on that ear. Lay hands on Howdy. I agree in Jesus' name. Lay hands on her. I need some ladies to go back there to the back. Get up and just lay hands on her, please. Right there. Amen. Be in agreement with this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, every single person that is having trouble with their ears, primarily on this left side, but Father, we thank you that both sides, the canal, everything that has given them trouble, be made whole in Jesus' name. Say amen to that, y'all. In the name of Jesus, be restored now here in Jesus' name. Now take your hands off and just say thank you. I receive that here in Jesus' name. Now, if any of you felt it, you felt something, I want you to say it. Did any of you? Is any of you hearing different? Is yours? Is your hearing different? Amen. Are you feeling different? If you're not, you got to keep believing. Don't let the lack of complete manifestation stop you. You got to say, nope, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Because that's the power of faith. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you're still hearing from Him, right? Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, or you're watching, I want you to invite Him to be your Lord. And the way the Bible says to do that is, I love Romans 10:9, that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. And if you'll do that, the Bible says you'll be saved. Born again. Hallelujah. If you've never done that before, I want you to do it this morning in Jesus' name. What we're going to do is we're all going to pray a prayer. We're going to pray Romans 10:9. We're going to ask Jesus to come into our lives. Now, the ones that already have, all you're doing is learning this prayer. So you can help people receive Jesus that aren't at church this morning, at your job, your work, at the ranch, the farm, wherever. But if you're never giving your life to Jesus, you don't know if you'd go to heaven or hell if you died. I want you to make Jesus the Lord of your life so that you get to go to a place called heaven and not hell. So let's all pray it like this. Say, Father in heaven, open the door of my heart. I confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus, come into my life and save me. Thank you, Jesus, for being raised from the dead. Now you're alive and you live in me. And now I'm alive. Come into heaven when I leave this earth. But I declare I can have heaven here on earth. I need peace. I need joy. I have that with you, sir. In Jesus' name I pray. If you just prayed that prayer for the very first time and you gave your life to Jesus, when I count to three, would you mind to just raise your hand up and let me see it and then just put it right back down? I'm not going to embarrass you, but don't ever be ashamed of asking Jesus to come into your life. We all did it. So if that was you and you just gave your life to Jesus for the first time, again, when I say three, raise your hand up and then just put it right back down. You ready? With boldness. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, look at me, everybody. Not one person in here gave their life to Jesus, but they might have on that screen up there. Did y'all have a good time? Hey, I'm going to be here next week now. Amen? I'll be here for a while. I want you to invite some people to come with you. Do y'all have friends? Anybody have friends? You got a friend? You probably work with a lot of people. I'm not saying take them out of their local church, but if you just know that they're not church or they don't have one, bring them. Amen? I don't know about y'all, but I think this is the greatest church I know of. Yeah. Amen? Honored to have some great friends from out of town and their family and all the rest of you visitors. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you come back. Amen? We just love Jesus and preach this word. Hallelujah. All right, I don't have any announcements except Mike McCloskey is right there in the back. And I think it's real important. Did you want to say something, Mike? Because I don't have a microphone. I don't think we have a microphone up here.
I sure did. I'm not sure I need one.
Really? You can scream?
I'll probably scream, but I'll try to speak loud enough.
Okay, go.
I am a Williamson County Deputy Voter Registrar. We want everyone to be registered to vote. Pastor Corey asked me if I'd bring this. If you're not registered, I can help you do that. If you move or something else changes, I can help you with that too. 2 days from now, how many people have voted in the election that's taking place on Tuesday?
Yeah, I already voted. We got to be registered to vote. So all y'all that are watching and can't hear anything, since he don't have a mic,
I'm sorry.
Forgot about that. I think it's important that I sent a message, something on Facebook, that said 15,000 Christians are not registered to vote. Well, I want y'all to know that we are either going to let our country continue to go down the wrong way, or we're going to help it go the right way. And so here's a man that has registration forms. If you're not If you don't have, if you're not registered to vote, do it today. Amen? You're good? All right. That way we can hear you. And he'll be in the back. And so, all right, stand to your feet and we'll be dismissed. Fam? Bible study. Hey, by the way, I want our 40 and under Bible study to start growing a little bit better, okay? So you people that are 40 and under, we have babysitters. It will be fine if they get to bed at 8:10 instead of 7:30. Amen? The Word of God is really important, and me and Jamie are teaching it. And so if you're 40 and under, please come. If you're 40 and older, if you're a VIP and you're over 40, then and you haven't been coming to Bible study, please come. That's where we fellowship and we learn and we spend some communion with each other and with the Lord. Amen. And so Tuesday at 6:30 we fellowship, 7, and we only go about 45 minutes. We're out of here at 7:45 to 8 o'clock, and so you're able to get your kiddos home. So please come this Tuesday. Amen. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for a good time. Now, thank you, Lord, that we want to strive to hear from you. So we're going to spend more time with you so we can learn and hear your voice. We're going to back it up with the Word of God so that we know it's you. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for all the people that came this morning and watched and the ones that are new. God bless them in Jesus' name. Now, you don't stay here. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You get to go with us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Big round of applause. You're dismissed. Love you.